The National Indigenous Music Awards are going to be held online this year as a way of working around the COVID-19 pandemic. The Wire's Alex McKenna spoke with Executive Director for Music NT, Mark Smith, to find out more.
They're essentially an event that grew out of an NT Indigenous Music Awards that started sort of over 16 years ago and have now grown into a national platform that sort of seeks to recognise achievement and talent in Indigenous music from across the country.
So why did this event begin?
Initially, it was around, basically there was a feeling in the NT that there wasn't really a platform that was able to showcase some of the music from regional and remote areas. So the idea came to sort of form an awards as a way to recognise that. And then from there, it really grew. You know, the profile of the acts grew, and then eventually it sort of transitioned to being a national event.
So why are events like this so important?
I think, you know, there's always a really sort of strong need for recognition. I mean, recognition plays a really great role in, you know, in people put a lot of effort into creating art and releasing and writing music, and I think anything that can recognise that sort of that work, and I guess that achievement is really strong, and it's a great way to bring people together to celebrate, you know, some of the excellent music that's been released and created from around Australia. So something like an awards platform is a really strong, I guess, profile-building activity for the music.
How is the award ceremony going online this year?
Yeah, you know, I think with the nature of everything that's sort of happening this year, we really just wanted to be able to still hold an award this year and hold an event so we could celebrate music. So to take it online felt like the next step. So what we're doing now is just working out ways that we can really bring an award to an online space, but also try and use that to be as engaging as we can nationally. So trying to get us, you know, having a way that we can get everyone across the country sort of part of that broadcast, and hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, you know, if things do sort of go in this positive direction, you know, have lots of music involved in that too and include artists and do whatever we can to try and celebrate the music.
So how is going online going to affect the event? Are there any positives or negatives to come from being online?
I mean, it's all new in some ways, so it's trying to, in a way, starting an event from scratch by taking it online rather than having the, you know, the traditional outdoor public event. But I think the more we look into it now, it feels like there'll be a positive in that we have some opportunities to create some really exciting moments with artists and to also try and link in nationally in a different way that we've had, you know, been able to do before. So while the event has been based in Darwin previously, I think in this way, being virtual, it's sort of based everywhere in a sense. So it gives us a bit of an opportunity to try and look at how we can include as many people nationally as we can.
And how many people normally attend the event, and are the numbers going to be different now that it's online?
I think it'll be really different. I mean, last year was our biggest year and we had sort of almost 3,500 people. I think this year, you know, going online, obviously there's potential for larger numbers of people, but it's a very different type of event. So, you know, that's part of the, I guess that's part of formulating what it looks like this year, is to work out, again, how we can make it as accessible as possible.